Blog Talk Radio.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will
somebody up in here tonight, that there is something on the inside of you
said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them everything attached to you wins? Come on, that's it, tell them everything attached to you wins. I just tell them, say it's your winning season.
It's your winning
season. You've got God to carry you. You've got God to carry you. That's what he's gonna do tonight. Cause you can't afford to lose again. You can't afford to lose again. Oh, it's your winning season. Last time, everything attached to me what I need you to do, because I realize that you can't say you are a winner but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your rope, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't work failures. God don't call you defeated. You are a winner.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light, salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. You. Yeah. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord. Say. I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord. My life. Everybody sing. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? You say it. Whom shall I be afraid? No, no. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? No, no. Whom shall I fear? I will wait on you. Raise your voice. Hey. I will wait on you. easiest thing to do, but I will wait on you. Oh, yeah. I will trust in you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First of all, I'm sorry to have my life. Welcome to World Gospel Connection. I'm your host, Pastor Kashima Douglas. It is Wednesday, Thursday. I am super excited. My daughter's coming on this morning to deliver the word just for you. Get your pen, paper together. Get ready to take notes. Grab your Bible. Remember the number is 563-999-3628. First one to speak, all of need prayer. I want to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in, United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Zimbabwe, Italy, Russia, Paris, the Netherlands, and it go on and on. Listen, we can openly praise God on this side of the world. Some of these countries cannot. Some of them will get stoned, put in jail. You have to be mindful. I know things is going on right now, but think about it. You can walk out your door and say, Jesus. They cannot. Remember, we're supposed to lift each other up. We have no idea what's going on in their life, but we know that they are going through something. Pray for one another. Stop beating each other up. You don't know what the next person is going through. Remember, a deaf man falls 7 times. Don't laugh at him because he fell. Reach your hand out and help them get back up. We have no idea what's going on in their head. The world is in chaos. Remember, Big Mama and Mima used to say, the Lord is on his way back. Have y'all looked at the news and seen what's actually going on? The Lord is on his way back. Are you ready? Will you be left behind? Think about it. When was the last time you spent time with the Lord? I'll wait. When's the last time you picked up your Bible? When's the last time you read a scripture? We say all the time, you don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible. Somewhere. Start where you can learn the word for yourself. We can try to understand for yourself. It's okay to go to your pastor, your bishop, your apostle, preach. There's nothing wrong with that. But you must know the word for yourself. They might be telling you scripture and be totally off and you saying amen. Then they'll know who's reading the Bible. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. All of you prayer. Keep you on shortly. We're going to take a musical break, and we'll be right back. Amen. Amen. And amen. Do you know your name? That's the question. Does he know your name? Remember, nobody say you have to be perfect. Nobody say you have to know all the books of the Bible. If you don't have to sing in songs. But do you have to like you sing with the Lord? That's the question you need to ask yourself. Think about it. Do you? Or are you just living on me more for him? My God, you need to know him for yourself. We're going to go to the musical break. Then we're going to bring the woman of God on. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. All of you need prayer.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you now, I need you now, I need you now, I need you now. Another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in me. I stretch my hand to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. Things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me, but to know, Lord, that not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day. Oh, oh Lord, please make a way. Oh Lord, oh Lord.
Oh. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to present the psalm and introduce the others. Prophet Nicole, good morning. How are you, woman of God?
Good morning. I'm doing good on this on this day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to mute. The floor is yours. Let the Lord use you like I know he's going to.
Okay. Glory, hallelujah, God. I'm going to start off as a prayer, with a prayer. Glory, hallelujah, God. Father God, we just thank you on this day, Father God. Father, we just thank you for who you are, God. Father God, we thank you for last night sleeping and waking us up on this morning, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for all that you're doing, God, in seen and not in seen, God. Father God, we just thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us, God. Father God, we give you the glory and the honor, God. And Father God, even as I open up my mouth, Father God, I ask you to allow me to say what you want me to say, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, even touch the people that's on the line, God, the people that's listening, God. Breathe on them, God. Meet them right where they at, God. Father God, we just thank you, God. We give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. My Lord, we is in a season that God is trying to shake us back. When I say that he's trying to shake us back, because somewhere down the line, we have forgotten some things. We have forgotten who he is. We have forgotten that he's the Almighty One. We have forgotten that he's the head and not the tail. We have forgotten how he do things. He do things decent and order. God, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, we've been hearing this scripture for the last couple of years. It says, 2 Chronicles 7:14 say, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal the land. So we have to repent. We have to repent. And when we repent, that means not to go back to it. Humble ourselves, we must refuse the stubbornness and pride so ever in the nation's history. When we pray and allow ourselves of great privilege to represent by the temple, we have to seek his face. Seek his face means we are to reject self-seeking. We have to, oh my God, Jesus, my God. God is doing something major 2022. He is clearing our path. No longer we shall be bound. No longer shackles shall be on us. No longer chains shall be on us. Even the people that we don't want to let go, he's removing them. Even if it seems like it's chaos all around you, it's for purpose. It's for purpose. It's for purpose because God knows what he's doing. He's not going to put no more on us that we cannot bear. Whatever that he's given us to deal with, he know that we have the strength to do. What we dealing with, our sister or our brother can't deal with it, because if he give it to them, what we dealing with, they might not even make it. But what God is doing in this season, he's doing a major shift. He's exposing, he's revealing, because in these times, we really are exiting out of glory. The body of Christ is being dismembered. Yes, I said the body of Christ is being dismembered because we're not on one accord. We're not coming together. We're not seeking him. Just because it looked like God, we is accepting it. It's a lot of wolves in sheep clothing. And the wolves in sheep clothing, they ain't do nothing but come to kill, steal, destroy, just like Satan, just like the enemy. They blinding us. And we have to call out things that's in our territory. What do you have in your territory? You need to start using the power and the authority that God has given us to call out these things, because now you at a roadblock. You wondering what's going on. Why this, Lord? How come this, Lord? But you forgot about what you prayed for. You forgot what you asked the Lord for. So now that he's doing it, we everywhere but the right place. He is calling us back to the proper place. it's more ministry out there than us just coming into the building. And a lot of it then, oh, my Lord Jesus, the things that we entertain, it's like you entertaining things that you know that you don't supposed to be entertaining, even if it's just a conversation. That's just like you a crack. When you entertain, it starts off as a crack when you entertain. Then when you begin to condone it, now the enemy is coming for you. Now you don't know where all this coming from. Then the stuff that you entertaining, sin or whatever the case may be, now you bringing it into the Lord's house, contaminating the atmosphere. So when the people come inside, oh, my God, Jesus, when they come in, they can't get what they need. Why? Because you looking like Christ, but you really ain't. You come in, you get your feel good. The hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You run around the church and you're laid out and you're doing all this and that. As soon as you walk out that door, you're back to doing what you want to do. We are representatives of Christ. We cannot look like them. Not saying like our physical appearance as we, I'm talking about for as, you know, if they doing what they do of the world, you can't look like them. How can you preach, teach, minister to somebody, but you still doing what you do? Then the thing about it, a lot of us doing things like God can't see us. Shut all the lights out. He don't see me. I'm supposed to do me. Oh, no, he see you, baby. You all under the cover. You got about four covers. He see you. He see you. So now that you got all of this going on, you don't know where it's coming from. When you going through things in life, don't run from God. Run to him. The way they treat you, the job ain't right, the vehicle ain't right, the bills ain't looking good. Go to him. Everything is in his hands. Go to him. Gravitate to him. Hold on to him. Because I'm 42 years old. Growing up, I used to hear in church, I used to hear, oh, we're living in our last days. But in these days, we actually walk in. We could touch it. The Bible is just unfolding. Everything that's in the Word is happening. What you going to do? Where you at? Your heart. Where your heart at? Have you went to the Lord and asked him to search you? Do you examine yourself? Because we have to examine ourselves every day. We have to die every day. The flesh wants what it wants. But what the flesh wants is to send you right to hell. So in this time, these days, let it go. Let God. Give it to him. He know. He already know you. He knew you. He took his time to create you in your mother's womb. He did that. Not me. He did. So he already knew. Yeah, some things we call on our own selves. Yeah, we do that. But for the foremost, the love that he have for us, he gave his only son on that cross. We should think about that every day. My God. What happened to him when he was on that cross? Spit on him. Nailed him. All of that. We should want to just do the right thing in these days. He has so much for us. He's bigger than that. Take him out that box. Take him out that box. He's showing us. Pray every day. God, give me the eyes and the ears to hear. And then you have to be careful who you be around. You have to be careful what goes into these ear gates. Because you could be good. I have experienced that many a time. Happy, joyful, and everything. And then been around people, and I'm like, Lord, where this come from? Where this come from, Lord? Then I get to thinking about the people or just me, even just talking to somebody. It's still the church get on you. It's real. This walk is not for the weak. We used to be back in the day. It's way different. It's turned up now. It's turned up. We have to pray daily. We have to ask God for our protection. We have to acknowledge who he is. because he's the one. Anything that you got going on in life, yeah, he can stop it, but you have to go through the process. We cannot escape God's courtroom, the process. And if you tell yourself, I'm suffering, no. Scratch out the word suffering and put process. Because whatever process, my God, Jesus, whatever process you're going through, you're coming out with something. Whether if it's more strength for what's ahead, you're coming out with something. You have to go to him. Spend some time with him. We don't do that, and we don't do that as much. We get down and give him a few minutes. Oh, Lord, this is, oh, Jesus, I'm going through this, and I need you to help me now. Pray for somebody else. Put yourself to the side. Because that next person, they could be on the verge of suicide. Be obedient. My Lord, Jesus, my Lord, in this season, God wants us to leave everything in 2022. The things we carry away from 2015, we still got it. We still carrying it in 2022 because 2023 is greater on this side. It's time for us to walk in our purpose. It's time for us to get to the place that God created us to be so we can do. Many years, our mouth has been muzzled. It ain't time for that no more. The world need us. And what's on the inside of us, it's time for it to be activated according to his will and his way, not ours. Trying to have these cliques, so many people building cults that look like it could be ministry, but really it's a cult. What you think God say about that? Is you really scared of him? Is you really afraid of him? Because I know for myself, my testimony, he done brought me out of some places. I know it wasn't nobody but him. So I give him all the credit for what I have been through. And I'm thankful for what I've been through because he wouldn't have never made me. What I've been through, it made me who I am now. It made me stronger. I know my worth as a woman. And whatever, I'm a slave to him. Sometimes I wake up and I be like, Lord, what can I do for you today? What can I do for you today? Because you always doing, you did something today already because you woke me up. It wasn't no alarm clock. It wasn't nobody shaking me. You woke me up. His hand is up on our life. He's the best. Invite the Holy, commune with the Holy Spirit. That's our teacher. We have to know the word for ourselves. Sometimes we have to speak life into our own selves because man will fail us. You've been rejected and abandoned. You know, it's the spirit called orphan spirit. And a lot of us in this world is walking around with it. What is the orphan spirit? When you've been rejected, abandoned, life traumas, none of that. So now we working in a place of competition. We working in a place like, ooh, you know, trying to be a people's pleaser. How you come from the orphan spirit is you have to be healed. We have to deal with the things. It's no more sweeping under the rug. The way mama, daddy, brother, sister, cousin, co-workers did us, go to the Lord. Lord, I'm ready to deal with this. I'm ready to go forth. I'm ready to see who I really am in you, through you. Help me. It's time. It's time not to be. It's, we need to stop playing church. We need to stop beating people across their head with the word. We be hard on people more than what God be hard on. People be scared because we come to the Lord said and the Lord showed me this and I can hear when people talking and... Who are you? Then you got some people that'll be afraid because I don't want to say nothing because they can hear what I'm saying. No, that's not how they go. Seek him. Then the key about this walk, we have to believe. We have to trust. She ain't asking us to be perfect, but we do have to be holy. We do have to walk the rightful walk. And just because our brother or sister ain't got it right then and there, that don't mean for you to condemn them, put them down. Especially, it's so many of us, we so judgmental. Sometimes I do certain things just to see what a person will say, not to be messy or nothing like that. But it's like just to see, because you got this mask on. Oh, I love the people and this and that. But then at the same time, how that heart really looking? And that's something that the Lord had spoke to me last night. People's heart is not into God. Way from him. Way from him. In these days, he's doing so much. He's doing a heart check. He's exposing. He's revealing. He's tearing down all these built up platforms and foundations that's just rocky. He's not playing with us in this season. Just because it ain't happened to you now, but it's happening around you. Begin to look into your territory. Begin to call out some things. Command it to go to where it belongs. Because it's time for us to do this the rightful way. Not our way, but the rightful way. Because God not playing. We have to really seek him. Yeah, I might keep saying, oh, we have to seek him, because that's what we really got. That's what we got to do. We have to truly be in tune with the Lord. Because if not, we're going to get our focus. It's our focus. We have to stay on focus. We have to keep our eyes on the prize. Who the prize is him. In my prayer time, Lord, I bring myself, I lay myself out on your surgery table. Begin to do what you have to do with me. Search my heart. I want to go up there with you. My Lord, this thing is real. This thing is real. Jesus, even now, God, search our hearts, God. Empty us, God, for the things that's not of you. Jesus. Jesus. We have to surrender all, withholding nothing. Even now, if somebody on the line that's listening, they don't know which way to go. But God say, just give me your hand. Oh, Jesus, I will lead you the way. Because too many times you leaned on the wrong person. Oh, Jesus, they didn't do nothing but led you to a place of chaos. Oh, Jesus, he said, but the whole time I was there with you. He say, one thing, I never leave you nor forsake you. Even when my children and then they met, when they want to do what they want to do, he say, I'm still there. Oh, Jesus, even me, when I was doing me, God was still there. Now that I'm in the place where I'm at, I just say, thank you, Lord, for bringing me thus far, because I could have been dead. I could have been out of my mind. But God say, come to me, child. Come to me. Come to me on this day and give it all to me, because what you're going through is not your battle. Let me handle it. Let me do it in the name of Jesus. Even now, God, I ask you, God, to breathe on your people today, God. Search our hearts. Search our minds, God. Come in, God, like the floodgates, God. The things that's hard, God. I ask you, God, to snatch it away, God. We honor you, God. We give you the glory, God. Who have your way, God. Even today, God, a fresh wind, God. In the name of Jesus. Who, Jesus, show yourself, God. We cry out, God, for the nation, God. Yes, Lord, this is my first time on this type of atmosphere, God. But, God, I ask you to come in, God. I cry out for my brothers and sisters, God. And I say, God, help them today, God. Meet them right where they are, God. And, God, begin to do a new thing in them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you is a way maker out of no way, God. Oh, Jesus, have your way, God. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you, God. We magnify you, God. When we call the name Jesus, everything must flee. Satan, you have no power. You have no authority. I tell you now to take your hands off of God's children because they belong to him. Even the ones that's in the high places. Oh, Jesus, begin to do what you got to do, Lord. I glorify you, God. I magnify you now. Oh, Jesus, my God. Remove the scales, God. Oh, Jesus. My Lord. Oh, my Lord. My Lord. I send fire. I send fire, God. I send fire, God. Burn it up, God. Burn it up, God. Burn it up, God. Oh, Jesus. My Lord. My Lord. Something happens when you call the name. Oh, Jesus. Give them that hurt. Give them that pain. Jesus, yes, Lord, yes to your will, God, yes to your way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Who, Jesus, who, Jesus, even now, he want to do something on this line. Who, Jesus, is about one or two people. God say, you said if I could just touch your hem, he said today, you could be free. You could be free. You could be free. Free from. Who, Jesus, my God. Homosexual, my Lord. My Lord. My Lord. Jesus. My Lord. My God. I glorify your name, God. Jesus. My Lord. I give you the honor, God. I give you the glory, God. Jesus, my Lord, in Jesus' name, it's a shift that's happening, it's a major shift, don't die in the ship just because what's going on. God say, look up to me because I'm the one that's doing it. I'm the one that know I am who I say I am. Jesus, my Lord, don't die in the ship. Call on your heavy support system. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Confusion is not of me. Confusion is not me. Come out that place. No more procrastination. No more slow feet. Stop focusing on what's going on now. preparation for what's ahead. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I'm finished. My Lord. My Lord. My Lord.
Remember, if anybody wants prayer, you can call in at 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. Prophets will pray for you if that's what you need. We're going to go to a quick musical break, and we'll be right back for her to send another corporate prayer.
Your hand holding me. How could I live without you? I could not see. Lord, what would I do in life, and where would I go? Oh my. How would I handle things? All that
from the very start, you know my heart. everybody, to say. Gotta mean it from your heart. Not another day, not another moment, no.
Amen, amen. We need him. Prophets for the call, self-corporate prophets, folks. I'll pray for you and let you know.
I'm sorry. Repeat that. I'm sorry.
I was saying, say a corporate prayer for everybody that's listening in and all the countries that's listening in before you get off the line.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to you as humble as we can be, God. And Father God, while you on the throne, God, Father, we ask you, God, to help us on this day, God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, God, we ask you to come in our lives like never before, God. Father God, we ask you, God, to show us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we ask you for your protection, God, our coming in and going out, God. Let the angels be kept around our place of residence, God. Let the angels be kept around our vehicle, God, around our children and family, God, our grandchildren, God, and Father, while you on the throne, God, Father, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, God, Father, we ask you to dip us in your blood, because the blood still works, God, the blood, in the blood, God, the blood, there's power in the blood, there's healing in the blood, God, and Father, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you, God, to help us, God. Father God, show us, God, what we need to do, where we need to be, God. We nothing without you, God. Father God, we just thank you, God, for never leaving us nor forsaking us, God. Father, we cry out for the nation, God. We ask you to heal the land, God. We ask you to saturate our minds, God. We ask you to look into our hearts, God, to lay your healing hands on our body, God, so we can be able to go forth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we ask you to breathe on our minds, God, breathe in the stem of our brains, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we glorify your name, God. Father God, we renounce and denounce, God, the things that's been spoken over our lives, the things that we have accepted, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, oh Jesus, have your way, God, in our lives, God. Use us like never before, God. Hide us behind the cross, God. Where all we will see, where all they will see is you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Father, we ask you to put us on somebody's mind, rather they just call and say, I love you, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we ask you to go before us, God. It's hard, it's scary down here, God. But God, we just thank you, because you is the one, God. You the Almighty One. You the one with all the power and the authority, God. No matter what it seems like, we just thank you, God, for all that you're doing, God. We glorify your name, God. Father God, remove the things that's not of you, God. Empty us, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, I step in the enemy's camp on behalf of my brothers and and sisters, and I let them know to move out their way in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, we glorify your name, God. We magnify your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, my God.
Amen. We come together, Lord. I ask you to give back what your daughter gave us. Touch the Lord for the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. You know the need and desire from her heart and that you can fulfill it. Because you said, well, there are two or three in the midst. As we touch and agree for the woman of God, for her children, for her grandchildren, for her business, for her books, for everything that she wants in her heart that concerns you, Father God, we ask you to continue to bless and guide in the right direction. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Prophets, let them know how they can reach you if they want to get you to come preach, or if they just want you to come out and be an inspiration to their church or a women's conference. How can they reach you?
My cell phone is 346-702-9987. I'm also on Facebook as Nicole Nellums. The last name is N-E-L-L-U-M-S. I also have a Gmail, which is obeygod2013@gmail.com.
Okay. Remember, people, if you want to hear the woman of God and you didn't get all that, you definitely can reach me at 832-519-7646. I will connect you with Prophet Nicole. Remember, it's not about me. It's not about her. It's about glorifying God. I say this all the time. We don't care what you did last night nor this morning. But if you don't have that relationship with the Lord, let us help you get where you need to be. It's not hard. It looked like it is, but it's not. I'm going to give you three keys this morning. One, get you a Bible. Whether it's King James or NIV, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. Go online, go visit, find your church home. You're definitely welcome to join us at the Abba House International at 3029 Wayne Street, Houston, Texas, 77026 at 3 p.m. every Sunday. When I tell you there's a shift at the Abba House, no Sunday is the same. Hear me and hear me well. The Holy Spirit come in and take over every Sunday. Each pastor, each prophetess, apostle and myself, and the pastors and the members, I'm telling you, it's never the same each Sunday. We're a deliverance church, and we say what we mean, and we mean what we say when the Holy Spirit tells us to do it. Three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. This is very critical when you surrender your life to Christ. Nobody's saying it's going to be easy. Absolutely not. But it will be worth it. Just think about it. You tried it your way all this time. You had some ups and downs. You had some money. You've been broke. You have a place. You've been homeless. You had your car repoed. Car got it back. But once you try Jesus, it'll be a little easier. Everything's not going to go away. Absolutely not. The enemy gonna come full force? Absolutely. But you got three keys to help you through this process. The process was necessary. You heard the woman of God earlier. The process was necessary to get you where you are today. One, get your Bible. Two, find your church home. Remember, the Abba House, there's always room at the house for you. 3029 Wayne Street, Houston, Texas, 77026 at 3 p.m. Come fellowship with us. I'm telling you, we'll never leave the way you came. It'll be an experience of a lifetime. And make sure, three, to make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is preaching and walking the same thing again. This must line up when you surrender your life to Christ. It must line up. If we all have those three things, Houston, we have a problem. Remember, the blessed all is here if you need it. Let me know at Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook or Worldwide Gospel Connection at Gmail, or you can text me at 832 519-7646. It's free. No miracle water, no miracle soap, no miracle cloth. It is absolutely free. I make it. I pray over it. And the Holy Spirit has its way. It's not all about the oil. It's about your faith. Your faith in God. Remember, faith size of a mustard seed. You know how small a mustard seed is? That's a pin that on a piece of paper, literally, can move mountains. You are loved. God loves you. It might look rough right now, woman of God, but I'm here to tell you, it will get easier day by day. This woman of God and men of God come on here to let you know that God has his hands on you. You ran the other way. Run to his loving arms. Let him protect you and guide you in the right direction. You need a covering. It don't have to be the Abba House. But if you heard someone on here and you want to be a part of their ministry or connect with them, it's not a problem. Apostle and I get on here and say all this time, it's not about us. It's all about kingdom business all the time. See, I'm going to talk about consumers so you can say save and sit in church. We don't play with God. We live by him. We talk by him. We walk in it. We live in it, sleep in it. We have our armor on 24-7 because even when you take your armor off, the devil will still attack. You must keep your heavenly salvation on. I say this all the time. Even when you're sleeping, he will try to slide in and get in your dreams to mess your mindset up. That's why it's critical for you to have a true covering, an anointed covering, a covering that know the word, live the word, and speak the word. Remember, if you want a blessed world with gospel connection, you can at $WGC2020. $WGC2020. We still go out and feed the homeless. We have consecration in January, so we're going to get back at it after that. We're still doing stuff now. I'm telling you, people, time is on its way down. God is on its way back. Are you ready? Or will you be left behind? Are you prepared? Or are you just talking? You just talking a good game. Game over. I want my mansion. I want to see my grandmother and my grandfather and my granddaughter. I want to see my loved ones that's went on with the Lord, my aunt. This is not a game for me. It just shouldn't be a game for you. You have people depending on you. You say you want change, but what are you doing to get that change? What are you doing? Are you just sitting there just listening? There's nothing wrong with listening at the word. I'm not saying that. Absolutely not. But it's time for you to live it. You must know the word for yourself. It's some wolves and sheep clothing in this world, people of God. And some of them are called bishops, pastors, apostles, evangelists, and ministers, and missionaries and deacons. Yes, some of them are wolves and sheep clothing. That's why it's critical for you to connect with the right people. Ask God to show your person heart before they even come to you. So you won't waste your time and your all on unnecessary people, unappreciated people. You know, it's a lot of people with that, oh, woe is me mentality. No, sweetheart, it's time out for that. I need you to put your big girl underwear on, lace your boots up, and get ready to fight. Because your children and their children and their children and their children is depending on your walk with the Lord. You say you want to be a generation curse breaker, but what are you doing to do it? See, I didn't get on here to preach. The woman of God came on and did a word from the Lord and talked and told you what you need to do and what the Lord says. We're here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. It's birthing time, people of God. Stop focusing on what your outer appearance looks like and focus on what your inner appearance is. Are you truly God? Are you truly honoring him? Are you truly walking into your destiny? It's birthing time because you never know when it'll come back. It might not come back in 20 to 30 years. You have the opportunity to birth out what the Lord put in you. Man didn't do it. The Lord did. Let me give you a secret. Man didn't do it. The Lord gave you that anointing. Everybody's not called to preach. Everybody's not called to pray. Everybody's not called to be a speaker. And that's fine. But you are called to do something. hear me and hear me well. You are called to do something. Your husband cooks to save someone's life. Just sitting there talking to someone can save someone's life. You never know the full totality of someone's mind at that time. Don't be so quick to turn your nose over somebody. You have no idea what they went through or what they're going through. And they might need to hear your testimony to save their lives. I hope you guys enjoyed this morning. Tune in for Matt on Monday, Apostles. As these men of God is on fire for the Lord. And when you find men that pray, you better listen in. Because it's not many. It's a few. Listen in on Man Up Monday. Don't forget to tune in next Thursday for Women's Day Thursday. My other spiritual daughter will be on. And these women from the Abba House has taken over November. And when I tell you, they on fire for the Lord. Remember to come fellowship with us at 3029 Wayne Street, Houston, Texas, 77026 at 3 p.m. Be ready because iron sharpens iron at the Abba House, and there's always room for you. You're not in this by yourself, so don't you ever forget that. Know that you are loved, God loves you, and we are here. And if you need us, let us know. Because remember, iron sharpens iron, and we stand on that. You guys have a blessed, phenomenal day, and talk to you soon.
Too many storms have passed your way, and you're all washed out, 'cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength inside, was it all in vain? 'Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday, 'cause I spoke to God, I called out your name, and on your behalf I just asked if he would be there for you. Never have to live a lie, never have to wonder why, never want for nothing, you're always satisfied.